Thanks so much. Welcome back to Farm Talk. McCare at the Alara Center in Grand Forks, the International Crop Expo, an annual event that draws all the farmers in northeast North Dakota, northwest Minnesota, and elsewhere. And it's just a good gathering, and one of the vendors who's been here selling his wares, but people usually don't come to him for advice. He sends their farming information to them. From AgVice in Northwood, North Dakota, John Brecker. Good to see you, John.
Hey, Mick. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Pretty good. At your booth here this past couple of days, are you trolling for new customers or just answering a lot of questions at the booth?
Well, a lot of questions. There's always new people who stop by. And it might be surprising. You know, AgVice has been around and working in the area for 40 years, but there are still producers who don't soil test. I grew up on a farm. We've been soil testing for, kind of since the beginning, since the 70s, kind of when it got started. There's always new customers and new acres to be soil sampled from time to time. But, you know, probably the biggest change in the past 20 years has been the conversion from, you know, composite whole field soil sampling to grid and zone sampling.
Yeah.
So, you know, you might have the same quarter that had one soil sample on it for the past 20-some years, and all of a sudden you broke that up into three little fields. And you look back how great-grandpa maybe farmed it. Well, he probably farmed it as, you know, three little 40s or 60s or something. And, you know, what's the average size of a zone? Yeah, it kind of turns out it ends up being about 50, 60 acres.
Yeah.
So, the guys back in the day, they knew something about how those fields were laid out and how you could manage certain areas together. And, well, as equipment gets bigger, we try to combine it all together, and now we're starting to parcel them back all apart.
But in precision ag, though, is smaller better, or is there a preferred way of looking at soil sampling, grid or zone? Is it one way better?
Well, it kind of depends where you're at. I mean, if you watch enough stuff and listen to enough programs coming out of the Corn Belt, they talk about grids all the time. And the reason that is they don't really soil nitrate test. But once you get into western Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, westward, well, we have this funny thing called winter, and our soils go into the deep freeze for about 10 months at a time. And it's also a little bit drier, and we have the risk of drought. So we tend to have a little bit of nitrogen that always hangs around, and that is still the basis of soil fertility testing in this region. Because, of course, you have the nitrogen from last year. We go ahead and we budget that into our fertilizer for next year. And because of that, we have to soil test every year. And it turns out that zone sampling is the best way to do that. You know, probably have 3-4 zones in a single field. And from that, sampling every fall, that's kind of the best take on precision soil sampling in this area.
Which I think a lot of farmers were doing that until we got to the fall of 2019.
Oh.
Oofta.
Yeah. You know, when you have a fall where harvest is delayed, it's not surprising that soil sampling and soil testing gets delayed as well. It's not a surprise. You know, we definitely had a down year for the number of samples coming into the lab this past fall, but I don't. If you look out in the landscape, there's still a lot of crops out there, and so they, haven't got around to get them sampled. So, you know, this winter people have been chiseling away at corn and sunflowers, especially, and so there's a lot of opportunity to get some field soil sampled this next spring.
All right. So don't abandon the concept.
No, you know, we still have time. It's going to be close. It's going to be tight. Its logistics are going to be very quick because the moment a field's ready to get out there and get something soil sampled, it's not going to be too much longer before you're going to want to get some fertilizer spread out there and get planting.
Yeah.
We're geared up and ready to offer immediate turnaround. You know, if we get a soil sample, it's the next day that we're sending out results online so the fertilizer retailer and the farmer can look at those and get something applied real quick.
What's the most important row or column on the soil sample results? Because there's a lot of information there. How do we read that appropriately now?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of nutrients that we test for. Of course, the one that probably gets most of our attention is nitrogen, and that's going to be the big concern, especially from this last fall. You know, it's kind of a wet fall, and we had some fall soil samples. Did we leach some nitrate from when those samples were maybe taken, you know, in August or September after a wheat field? Yeah, we lost some nitrogen. I was just looking at some numbers in the Grand Forks area, and, you know, it was probably about 15 pounds or so that came down. But luckily on some of these wheat fields, we also have 4-foot nitrate tests because some of them are going into sugar beets. Mm-hmm. And you see that 4-foot nitrate go up. So I think for some of the long season crops like corn, sugar beets with deeper root systems, sunflowers as well, they can get down deeper. They'll get to that. But for small grains, canola, that, you know, maybe get down 2 feet normally, you know, those ones there might have to increase the nitrogen budget from normal, probably, you know, maybe 20, 30 pounds. So, you know, that's kind of what happened this fall. I think it's a good idea to resample some of these fields this next spring to really see how big that shift was from last fall to what we're going into. Are we going to get everything resampled? Oh, goodness, no. Mm-hmm. You know, we wouldn't have the ability to do that, both for people and time. But I think if we can target a couple fields to use as indexes in your geography or in your local area, that'll give you a better picture. And particularly, once again, if you have zone samples, yours can probably be the high ground. You're going to be up there where you're not going to get stuck.
Yeah.
Because if you want to talk about inefficient soil sampling, that's getting stuck all day. So, you know, I want to stay out of the low areas, get stuck. You're going to be up on the high ground and just recognize it's a little bit different area of the field.
Yeah.
So you kind of have unintentional zones, if you will.
But are the days of the annual soil sample behind us? Are farmers going to should they start doing more quarterly or at least maybe spring, some midsummer, fall? Is that a good idea? Or is that overkill?
Ideally, spring would be an awesome time because you'd know what's going into this next year.
Yeah.
The problem with spring soil sampling is we usually don't have enough time to get it all done, and it doesn't leave us any time for planning. Mm-hmm. So that's why fall soil sampling is still going to be the mainstay. But for certain crops like corn, there's the pre-side dress nitrate test. So when corn's about 6, 12 inches tall, you can come out and take a 12-inch soil sample, get that analyzed for nitrate, and you can use that as an index for figuring out if you need a side dress. So we know we're going to be short and have some difficulties accessing fertilizer this next spring because there's no fall fertilizer that really got done in the region.
Yeah.
And things like the pre-side dress nitrate test and tissue sampling, you know, early for corn, is going to be helpful for figuring out how much we have to side dress. Because we think about some of our crops that we can top dress and side dress, you know, things like sugar beet, we have options there, corn, things like wheat and canola, and we have an opportunity to top dress there, but I mean, it's going to be very early. We're just going to maybe gain a couple weeks before we can finally get some urea or maybe sulfur out there.
Right.
So my thought for this next spring on fertilizer prioritization is going to be the immobile nutrients, things like phosphorus, potassium, because you get one shot at that. You know, trying to plant wheat or sugar beets without starter phosphorus usually starts up being a disaster. So if you have to wait to get a truck of 1152O to get your starter, I would wait on that. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to urea or ammonium sulfate for, you know, nitrogen or sulfur, we got a little larger window there, so we can, you know, come through and top dress some of those later. But as far as phosphorus and potassium go, we usually get one shot at that.
Tissue sampling is getting to be more leaned on by agronomists, the crop consultants the farmers have. Are you seeing a big uptick in business in tissue sampling?
You know, a few years ago, I think it probably peaked out largely when a lot of the micronutrient products were really popular, but it kind of ebbs and flows. Right now, I see a lot of it being utilized for diagnosing problem areas. And thinking about this next spring, again, as we've been talking about nitrate loss over this past year or this past fall, you know, fields that maybe didn't get soil sampled. I mean, they were going to be toying with potential nitrogen and sulfur deficiencies, especially thinking about a wet spring with both nitrate and sulfate leaching. Tissue sampling is going to be a very important tool this next spring, trying to tease out whether or not that yellow corn or yellow wheat is actually a nitrogen or sulfur deficiency. Mm-hmm. And when budgets are thin, we got to make sure we're picking out which nutrient is actually deficient. So if you have a sulfur deficiency out there, I mean, you got some yellow wheat, but you just think yellow wheat's got to be nitrogen, spread some urea out there. I mean, that's wasted money when if you would have taken the time to invest in a $30 tissue sample and figured out it was actually a sulfur deficiency, you know, then you would have tailored it with the right solution. Because some of these nutrient deficiencies can look very similar.
Mm-hmm. As we get it's not too late to soil sample this spring, right? It's farmers, because they couldn't get to it last fall, try to do it this spring?
Yeah, I would recommend Well, who knows? We're going to get a little warm-up this week. I think the snow is going to be a little too thick to get out there and get a soil sample this weekend.
Hey, 35 degrees, no wind Saturday. I'll be outdoors.
Are you going to be soil sampling, Mick? I'll hire you right away. No, we still have time for that. And I think there's going to be a lot more hand probes used this year just because trying to get out there with the pickup is going to be tough. So ATVs, hand probes. If you can get a 0 to 6-inch depth, then at least a 6 to 12 or 6 to 18-inch depth, that's going to be a lot of useful information for your nitrogen program. Are we going to get full 2-foot cores like we try to target? Yeah, probably not, just because of the limitations of a hand probe, but at least try to get down 12 inches to put together a little bit of a nitrogen program.
Get down in the root zone. Huh?
Yep.
Yeah, very important. All right. John Brecker of AgVice Laboratories, and the future, what do you see soil testing, soil sampling 10, 15 years from now? We've come a long way, baby, in the last decade. Where are we going in the future?
Oh, wow. Crystal ball questions. I don't know. Where were you 10, 15 years ago? You know, where have we moved now?
I had a flip phone.
Exactly. I mean, we have the continual improvements with precision eggs, and I think the biggest thing is going to be how we actually tailor our precision program. So I'm thinking, you know, it's going to be zones, but every farmer is now going to have the tools with precision programs, yield monitors, satellite imagery to vary nitrogen, or we'll use nitrogen as an example, you know, vary nitrogen rates across the three or four different zones in a single field and tailor their nutrient programs for their fields and for their own farms.
Yeah, precision ag is going to grow. Huh?
Yep.
All righty, and with it, AgVice Laboratories, John Brecker. Hey, guys need to contact you with some questions or send in a sample. How do they find you?
Well, you can either find information on the website, agvice.com, or call the office, 701-587-6010.
Always a great visit. Thank you, John.
All right. Thank you, Mick.
You're welcome.